Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. John is engineering the broadcast. Captain Bill Sermo is with us. And today we're going to be talking about something that you all need to know about. And the subject is serious preparedness. Very serious. I'm not kidding. We're going to be talking about evacuation. We're going to be talking about what happens during an evacuation. We're going to tell you what happens based on history, human nature. I think this is going to surprise you. It might even frighten you. That's not our intent. Our intent is to make sure that you are aware of what happens so that you won't be a victim to this. Welcome, Captain Bill Sermo.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, I guess I was pretty serious there, but, you know, this really is a serious topic.
It is, and it's kind of an eye-opener for folks that don't have an image of what it looks like for an urban area to actually evacuate. Millions of people heading out from one location is quite an event.
Well, you know, as you and I have been talking about this off the air, and Interstate 44 runs east and west through Missouri. And as we were discussing it, I was thinking, okay, we've got on the west side of the state, we've got Kansas City. On the east side, we have St. Louis, our two biggest cities in Missouri. And you know, when things go bad, the grid goes down, the trucks stop running, people are going, they're not going to stay there. They're not going to go, hey, listen, this is great because, you know, we'll get front row seats at the game. That's not going to happen. There won't be a game. And we know that the food supplies are on the trucks on the way to the stores. That's where the inventory is. It's on the way. Well, when that stops running, when the electricity stops, when the power grid goes down, the internet goes down, the feeds for radio stations go down, the feeds out from radio stations go down, you'll be in an information vacuum. And people will start looking around wondering what's going on. And they'll leave. They'll leave those urban areas. And they're not going into the center of the city. They'll be coming from the center of the city outward. Bill, let's talk about that. Let's talk about how this happens. How fast does it happen? And what happens to the area that's in the path of this? So we've got an hour to talk about this. And ultimately, what we need to do is talk about how do we protect ourselves from this?
Well, the interesting thing is Kansas City and St. Louis are two examples of what the U.S. Census Bureau refers to as urban areas. And these are areas that have a population of greater than 50,000 residents. In the United States, we actually have 497 of these urban areas, and about 71% of the population of America, or about 210 million people, live in one of these 497 areas. When these areas evacuate, it's a mass exodus of people, and we really don't have any modern day examples of what this mass evacuation will look like. So we actually have to go back in time a little bit, back to World War II. World War II gives us two examples of gigantic evacuations that took place. One in 1941 when the Germans invaded Paris, and the second about 4 years later when the Russians actually invaded from the east and invaded German cities, and they had to evacuate. And what we find is that the evacuations were not linear, in that they were not just a kind of a progression of folks heading down the roadways. What happened was, as this evacuation began from all of these major cities, the evacuation started off, and the leading edge of it started to expand. And it expanded because evacuations are driven by one thing, and that's the search for resources. And these resources that they're looking for are food and water and fuel, basically for their vehicles. So what we found looking at these evacuations that took place out of Paris and also out of the German cities was that instead of the evacuation being just linear right down the roadway, it actually took on kind of an arrow shape or a delta shape. And this arrow-shaped evacuation extended 10 to 12 miles on either side of every road that it went down. So instead of being kind of a point, the tip of the spear, what we found was the evacuation was a line about 25 miles wide that stripped all of the resources on either side of any roadway that was being used. And as the evacuation went from one road to the next, as it encountered a crossroad, branches of the evacuation went down on either side of the road and once again expanded out 25 miles in width along this road. So the best analogy that we can find in nature would be a locust swarm. And this locust swarm moves in a linear fashion. They have a long line that devours every resource they can find.
Bill, in Virginia, I lived in a very rural area of Virginia. And the war of northern aggression, the war between the states, the civil war, whatever the term is that we'd like to use, when the northerners came down to Virginia, they did that. They looted farms, they burned barns, they burned houses. I mean, okay, yeah, this is war. However, they did things that they probably didn't need to do. One of the examples that is there to this moment today, well over 100 years later, is they set fire to the railroad track that ran through a small town called Drake's Branch. They set fire to the railroad tracks, and then the northern side bent the railroad track so that it could not be used ever again. So they bent the rail so that if the train did come down, it would derail. So what you're saying is, I have a vivid image of this. I have, in Virginia, there is a farm, a very large farm, that has a spot on it. It's about 1,100 acres. And they have this area on their farm that they call burnt chimneys. And all that's left as a result of the destruction is just some chimneys. And as you and I were talking about this, that was one of the mental images that I was seeing. There's destruction as a result of this taking. Let me give you another example. Let's say someone wants to take fuel; they need 5 gallons, and they have a way of punching a hole in a fuel tank. Let's say it's a 1,000-gallon tank. History teaches us that they will punch a hole in that tank, and the tank will leak a stream of fuel. They'll take what they need and leave. And they're on the ground is wasted fuel. So there's generally a lack of concern about conserving resources. Take what you need and get away. Is that right?
And that's exactly right. And the sheer number of people that are involved in these evacuations will literally strip all of the resources that they can find. As they go through, there's not going to be any kind of a feeling of empathy for the folks that they're stealing from. All they want to do is make sure that they have what they need to keep going. The interesting thing about an evacuation is that the leading edge of that evacuation will continue to what we refer to as leapfrog from one small rural area to the next, and it will continue until they literally run out of resources. Nothing will stop the evacuation except for not having fuel for the vehicles or basically running out of food or water. If we look at some of the information manuals and books that are out there that talk about relocating to different areas that should be safe in the event of these evacuations, what we find is all of these areas that are considered to be good havens, safe havens, are surrounded by deserts or high mountains that will stop the evacuation just because of the lack of resources. So it's a very interesting phenomena that when people pick an area, they're looking for something that is surrounded by large tracts of desert or large tracts of mountain ranges that will deplete the resources for the advancing evacuation.
Let me give you another example, Bill. We haven't talked about this, but you know I live on a farm and I have raised black Angus cows. A couple of years ago, we found in one of our fields near the road, a power pole, and it was lying in our field. It used to be vertical. And what happened was someone came onto our farm with a chainsaw and cut this power pole down. So the power pole was fed from the other side of the road. It's a dirt road that we live on. And there were two power poles that allowed the electricity to go from one side of the road to our side of the road, and then provide power to a barn. And this was years ago, and it was unused. So we did not have a meter there at that barn. The barn's about three-quarters of a mile from our house. Somebody came with a chainsaw and cut down that power pole so that the power lines, the copper power lines that ran across the street, could be reached so they could cut the power lines and take the copper wire. Now, that is just an example of the good days. Just stealing copper wire, cutting down infrastructure to get $50 to $100 worth of wire. But they did thousands of dollars in damage.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Captain Bill Cirmo's with us. His last name is spelled C-I-R-M-O. His company, BiboOutfitters.com. B-I-B-O, Outfitters.com. And the way you can remember that is bug in, bug out. That's Bibo. Bug in, bug out, Outfitters.com. And we're talking about evacuation. And we're gonna give you the solution during this hour of the broadcast. But I want to tell you exactly what happens. And I mentioned that right here on our farm, we had a live power pole cut down for the copper wire. And these are the good days. And this cutting down of power poles was not unique just to our farm. It wasn't like a retaliation for anything. There was a swath of this. A man was doing this, cutting down the power poles in this part of the Ozarks, and it continued until it just stopped one day. And it stopped when he electrocuted himself. That was the day it stopped. And that's the day they figured out who it was. Okay, you can add to that the poaching. When we first moved to this farm around 2005, there were shots fired all around here. People were poaching on this farm. And it was out of control. It was literally out of control. And what we saw people hunting from their trucks on this dirt road we live on. They would see a deer on our property. They would stop and they would shoot right out of the truck window, the deer on our property, with a total disregard for the cattle or whatever might be behind where they were shooting. Total disregard. Well, we had to stop that. And it wasn't the game warden that stopped it. It was us. We patrolled our farm with AR-15s, 45s, and we were ever present. And just the sight of us outgunning the poachers stopped the poaching. There are no shots fired here on our farm anymore. So if you think that what we're talking about, you know, might not happen, I'm telling you, it's already happened. It's happened to me. Captain Bill Sermo, back to you.
Thanks very much. The really interesting thing in a survival plan that's going to take into account the fact that we have this potential for this mass evacuation is to know some of the characteristics of this evacuation. And as we discussed the size of it, we can also look at a really important factor of the evacuation, which is the evacuation itself, the leading edge or the front of it, never reverses direction. And what I mean by that is as it progresses out from an urban area, it will be constantly in search of resources. It'll be constantly in search of food, of water, and of fuel. And the folks involved in this evacuation, they understand that the area that they just left is devoid of all of these resources. They're just stripped and there's nothing left. So they know that turning around and going back from where they just came is really kind of pointless. So as the evacuation continues, as it moves outwards from these urban areas, the goal for us as survivors of this is to use this information and come up with a plan and develop a plan that will allow us to avoid the leading edge of the evacuation, yet be able to get back to our property, get back to where we are familiar with, and be behind where the evacuation has already gone through.
Bill, I'm reliving, as you're saying this, I'm reliving events. And when I lived in Virginia, we bought this farm, and right near the road, maybe 150, 200 feet from the road, was this old cabin, like 24 by 24, well over 100 years old, in a Civil War era cabin. And every once in a while, somebody would stop, hop the fence, hop the electric high tensile fence, and walk into our cabin. And one day I stopped one of these guys and I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm just seeing if there's anything here I need." And this has been going on for years and years and years. People would just take what they need. Now, and those were the good days. That was back in the 90s. I can visualize exactly what you're saying. This swath is total destruction. And by the time these guys were done with that cabin, there was nothing left. Nothing that was usable left. They stripped it bare. That's what you're talking about. But I'm talking about the good days. We're talking about when things go really, really bad. Let's talk about what we need to do to get in front of this, because you certainly don't want to be behind it. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about your survival today with Captain Bill Sermo. And, if you want to find his website, it's BIBO Outfitters.com. B-I-B-O Outfitters.com. BIBO stands for bug in, bug out. And Bill Sermo invented a trailer to get out of the way, get in front of this evacuation, get to a safe location. And we're going to talk about how to do that. And if you'd like to meet Captain Bill Sermo, you may, at the Get Prepared Expo. He'll be with us. He'll be presenting seminars, and you can ask him all your detailed questions. As a matter of fact, he'll tell you what you need in your trailer to build one. Bill, let's talk about that. What do we need to do to get out of the way?
Well, the main thing for any survival plan is to be able to survive long enough for this evacuation to pass by. And the traditional manuals and books that we have always refer back to our 72-hour bug-out bag. And that's just not going to be enough for surviving this period of time where the evacuation will get past us. So I like to refer to a survival trailer as literally a lifeboat. And the lifeboat is designed to allow us to survive for about a 30-day period while the evacuation is going through our area. The trailer itself is, if we want to look at it from the characteristics of it, is a small trailer. It's a trailer that can be towed by a family van or an SUV. Doesn't require a heavy-duty tow vehicle. It's also a trailer that is of small enough size that it can be fit inside of a standard residential garage. And the reason we want to do that is because we want to make sure that that we keep our prepping away from prying eyes. Our residents in the local area and our neighbors don't really need to know how we are prepared. So having our trailer inside of a garage ready to go at a moment's notice allows us to be prepared to get out in front of this evacuation, and that's really what we're looking for. If we have to take the time to pack bags and pack up our vehicle and do all the things we need to get ready to evacuate, we may have lost the edge that we need to get out in front of the group.
Bill, as you were saying that, I was thinking about, okay, get four people to go to the mall, for example. Okay, hey, let's go to the mall. All right, let's get ready. And then it takes an hour for everybody to putter around and get ready and just to go to the mall. That is way too long. I mean, what we're talking about is, this is serious. Let's get in the truck, back it up, get in the van, back it up, hook it up to the trailer, and we're gone in 3 minutes. That's what we're talking about, right?
That's exactly right. And having everything that we need in one spot, everything is prepared and ready to go, also means that we're not going to be forgetting essential things that we're going to need as we go along. Just the fact that everything is prepackaged and ready to go also gives us kind of a good feeling, a good sense of security in knowing that our family is going to be protected. There's no doubt that there are situations where a walking bug out is going to be something that's going to be required. There are some, you know, drastic situations out there where the only thing we probably can do is to put on our backpack and walk away. But for the majority of the evacuations, most of the folks are going to be evacuating via their bug out vehicles. So having this this trailer with all of our equipment in addition to our vehicle gives us a good kind of a sense of security for our family.
Bill, I was thinking about what some people might be thinking. And I've seen, on the way to the meetups every Monday night at Jimmy's Egg, and by the way, we're going to have a meetup on Monday. We're going to be talking about fluoride. We're going to be showing a movie. And we're going to be talking about Bob Estep. So if you're interested in being at that meetup Monday night, Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri, we go past this RV dealership, and they've got these very, very fancy diesel. These are like large buses. I mean, like larger than city buses, these motorhomes, if you will. And some people might be thinking that that's the way to go. I don't think that's the way to go. You're going to have to snake in and snake out and navigate and go through terrain. It might be pretty tough, and I'd rather have four-wheel drive truck and a trailer, a small trailer, than an RV in this situation any day. How about you?
And I agree with that. The criteria that we have for the trailer also makes it what we refer to as nondescript. A small cargo trailer loaded with all the equipment that you need going down the highway could actually be mistaken for a lawn service trailer, or maybe for a contractor. So when people see a very large RV style trailer or even a motorhome like you describe, they have a feeling. They know what's inside that unit, and they know that it's kind of a high value target. our nondescript trailer going down the road could easily be mistaken for just a regular cargo trailer. Nobody really knows what's inside of it. It gives you a little edge in that people are not going to be focusing on you as they would on a large motorhome or a large RV trailer.
Okay, so what we've learned so far in a recap, Bill, if we're building this trailer from let's say we have that trailer at home. We've got I happen to have a trailer here on the farm. It's able to be converted to the kind of tool, if you will, that we're talking about, nondescript. And so the plan is to have it ready to go, make sure the wheel bearings are, you know, greased, and make sure there's air in the tires, and make sure the trailer's solid and roadworthy, and that you know, the lights will work and all that if for normal circumstances. But it's got to be fully loaded. That's what I'm hearing from you. It's got to be ready to go right now.
It does. And the main function of the trailer is that it gives us a central point to bring all of our supplies, all of our equipment, and tools that we're going to need. And having it ready to go gives us that edge in front of this massive exodus.
Let's build a trailer right now. So
sure.
let's say a person has access to a trailer. How big should it be?
Well, we want a trailer that that is compatible with the tow vehicle that's being used. So the trailers that we use for our shell and our frame are 5-foot by 10-foot trailers. They're basically small trailers, and the reason that we use those is because it eliminates the fact that folks have to go out and buy a specialized tow vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to make sure that whatever trailer is picked as the starting platform is able to be towed by the vehicle that you have. The beauty of a small trailer is also that it can be moved by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that may not seem like an important feature, but in a situation where you are maybe in a wildfire situation or a flood situation, instead of having to take a vehicle and hook up to your trailer in order to move it, you literally can take all of your supplies and move them by hand away from your home that might be on fire, away from rising water, and then basically hook it up and leave.
Mm-hmm. Bill, on our farm we have an 8x8x20-foot-long box trailer. Really hard to navigate, way too long. But we use it for moving a lot of heavy things long distances. We have a 26-foot gooseneck trailer. Very heavy to pull. You need a 3/4-ton truck for that. We have a 16-foot twin axle trailer that we use for, you know, pulling things around the farm. Still a little big. And we have a 6-foot by 8-foot. And that is handy. I can pick that up. I can walk it around by hand. Exactly what you're talking about. I'm in total agreement. You recommended 5x10. I think that's the ideal size. I totally agree. You know, based on my experience with the trailers that I've pulled in over time. So, what else are we going to put in this trailer when we build it?
Well, we're going to look at all the essential categories of equipment and supplies that we need, and we really can break them down just like any prepper would do in a survival plan. We need the basics of food and water. We need shelter, and we need security. We also need supplies such as medical and dental supplies. And a really nice option in a trailer would be a method of producing electricity. And I say that because if we look back at some of the disasters of kind of the current events, you'll find that in a lot of these situations, folks had very elaborate communication devices. They had cell phones, and they had tablets, and they had laptop computers. And within 6 or 7 hours of the event taking place, all of these communications devices were nothing more than paperweights because there was nothing that they could use to recharge the batteries. So a really nice feature of any survival trailer would be either a solar system or a wind system in order to do passive production of electricity. Those would be the main functions that we would be looking for. And we also want to make sure that in this trailer we have the things that we need for our particular family. Maybe we have a family member that requires medication that has to be refrigerated. Well, the survival trailer would give us the option of actually having a refrigeration unit for that person. These are things that are specific to our family, but the beauty of the survival trailer is that we can tailor make it for our particular needs.
You know, as you were describing this, it sounds absolutely perfect to me. It really does. And I was thinking about a trailer that a guy built that I know. He built a bug-out trailer, and he got a lot of attention. And one of the things that he had in it was a television. And I kind of had to chuckle because that's fine for camping, you know, during the good times. You know, if you want to go camping and have a little TV with you, you know, I don't know why you'd want to have a TV, but, you know, I can understand some people who are addicted to television. But the last thing I think I would want to have in a bug-out trailer is a television, because, as I mentioned, that the situation here at the farm when we first bought it, you know, there were shots fired all the time. I think that's what it's going to be like. I think we're going to need to spend every waking moment paying attention to our surroundings. And the last thing that we need is to be distracted by television. Bill Sermo's with us. Bug in, bug out trailers. And it's Bibo. Outfitters.com, B-I-B-O, Outfitters.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5019. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5019. That's 1-800-467-5019. Call 1-800-467-5019.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're talking about bugging out and getting in front of this wave, this path of destruction, because if you're behind it, there won't be much left. And the plan is to survive for 30 days. Bill, I did a really quick calculation during the break. 2 gallons of water per day. Let's say there are 4 people in our party. That's 8 gallons of water per day. 30 days is 240 gallons at 8 pounds per gallon. That's 1,920 pounds. So not only do we have to have some water, we've got to have a way of getting more water, because 2,000 pounds of water, a ton of water, literally, is very, very difficult to bring with us.
One of the discussions I always find myself involved with when I'm talking to folks about preparing themselves to bug in or bug out is portability of their survival equipment and their supplies. I talk very often with folks who are of the homesteader mentality, and mm-hmm. they tell me about 55-gallon drums of water and fuel, and my question to them is, how is it that you're going to transport it, just like you just said? So having actual water, no doubt, is a necessity, but having a method of filtering water or of distilling water, if we're in maybe a saltwater environment or a heavy metal environment, is equally important. We need to be able to replenish these supplies as we go along. The same would count for food. I have a lot of folks that that grow their own vegetables and they have their own meat supplies, and they'll can these vegetables and meat byproducts, and they'll have an entire pantry full of mason jars, and which is a wonderful situation in a bug out scenario. But trying to transport glass bottles or trying to transport these very heavy quantities, really impossible. So we always suggest, for example, in our survival trailer, that we have a 30-day supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. These are easy to reconstitute. They make it simple to transport. They're very lightweight. Now, if you want to add some additional items, that's not a problem at all. But having that basis for a 30-day supply that you can easily transport is really the key.
And, you know, as I have these mental images, and some of them aren't all that pleasant. And as we were talking about water, I was thinking about a discussion that I had with our water distillation expert, Glenn Meter, and he'll be at the expo as well. And we have, and you have in your trailer a water distillation device, and this is pretty graphic, and I don't know any way to say it without it being this graphic. But if the only thing that you have to drink is urine, and or muddy water, or filthy water, with a distiller, you can distill that into absolutely pure water. Doesn't look like you're starting with pure water, but you end up with pure water, and that's a way of surviving. And my understanding is you have Glenn Meter's water distillation device as part of your plan in your trailer. Is that right?
We do. It's one of what we consider an essential item. We operate here out of the North Florida region, and in our area we have a lot of salt water, and there's no filter on the market that will filter out the salt. However, distilling that salt water would give us a ready supply that's virtually endless.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be giving away a survival still, a water distillation unit at the Get Prepared Expo. Glenn Meter is providing that. He invented it, and you use it, and we're going to be giving one away at the Get Prepared Expo. Class, if you're interested in seeing a finished product of a bug-out trailer, you'll be able to see it, touch it, feel it, experience it at the Get Prepared Expo. And if you need help building one, Bill Sermo has plans to help you build one. If you want to start with a basic trailer, he's got a basic trailer. You can build it yourself. He'll help you build yours if you have your trailer. Any way you want to do it. Or if you want to buy one completely ready to go, he's got that too. All ready to go, fully engineered. He's got the plans. He's got the knowledge. He's done the research. And you can meet him at the expo. And if you're fortunate to get a seat with him at dinner, for lunch, you can join him for the banquet meals and his seminars. Bill Sermo, thanks so much. BeboOutfitters.com. We'll be right back talking about gardening and survival gardening. Next.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.